Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We're now into hour number three. We got 59 minutes and 20 seconds left in this broadcast. We're going to be taking your calls at 800-259-9231. You know, they claim they found a bomb on the train tracks in Spain, and that thing clearly was the government. The people believe that as well over there, but that's a whole other show. The British then claim that they caught earlier this week people with bomb-making materials at a building. And remember, the British have been caught and have admitted that they've carried out most of the bombings in England as a pretext to militarize Northern Ireland and set up a police state there in London. And now they've been caught doing that many other times. They caught in a story last year in a stage sarin bust, ryosin, and turned out that that was a stage deal. That quietly got announced. So I don't believe any of this. And when it blew up in their face, pun intended, when the people didn't believe that the Basque or Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda did it, they now are just going to have some of the cases where, oh, we stopped the bombing. That's what I believe from all the evidence. Oh, see, we're keeping you safe. Oh, you got to take national ID cards since we found these bombs. That'll keep you safe, as Tony Blair is now saying. More news on all this coming up, and we're going to play this clip of Bush's speech where he also talks about Skull and Bones when he was joking about weapons of mass destruction. I wasn't aware of that until I watched more of it this morning. That's coming up this hour as well. Right now, let's talk to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, aren't you happy? Because right now they have President Pervez Musharraf hunting down Al-Qaeda in Pakistan.
By the way, it's been admitted in the major British and French papers that he staged bombings against himself to secure his government and set up a police state last year.
I mean, you talk about the quintessential Al-Qaeda type. That is Musharraf right there. Everywhere you look, you know.
And Bush blocked, and so did Clinton, stopping their top scientist, Mr. Khan, from selling nuclear weapons parts to Syria, Iran, you name it. And it was Musharraf's head intelligence man, General Mahmoud Ahmed, from wiring $100,000 to Muhammad Atta.
But yeah, I mean, every time one of these Al-Qaeda figures' names pop up, they all have British intelligence, MI5, ISI, CIA written all over them. What was interesting, part of that $87 billion appropriation, for Iraq. That included almost $1 billion for Pakistan, and I got to be honest, Al, a huge part of me believes that a large portion of those funds that got sent to Pakistan,
of course,
went off to payoffs.
It's ongoing CIA Al-Qaeda money.
They pay these guys to sit around and act. And in fact, what was interesting, one of these videos that came out that by the way had both El Zawahiri, Bin Laden's number two man, and Bin Laden together. September of 2003, even though the government has been simultaneously saying El Zawahiri is being harbored by Iran, or actually being held as a bargaining
chip. And then they claimed a year before they captured him, and they never dispute any of these stories. They don't even think that we'll even check it out. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's really good points. Now, we're going to break and come back and go to other callers, but I really do want to get your take, your response on this WAFF story out of Decatur, Alabama, where a man, Philip Dean, put up a sign in his yard saying, "Our court system is a joke," and the judge said, "You're not allowed to do that. There's no First Amendment," and had him arrested. Now, what do you think about this? Because I talked about this in the first hour, and nobody wants to talk about it. I want to talk about this. I want to get your response to this. Now, you can talk about whatever you want. It's open phones, and you're bringing up a lot of interesting issues, but can you at least give me your response to this? 1-800-259-9231. In fact, there's a short article. I'm going to reread this when we get back, then take some more calls, and then get back into news. Power-packed third hour. Stay with us.
Wow.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up here. In just a few minutes, I wanted to recap this story because it's so outrageous. We can't just glaze over this, as they say. WAFF, and we even found some other articles on this. You can look through them all, up to his ears in legal documents. Philip Dean is fed up with the judicial system. That's the kind of court system we've got in Jackson County, Alabama, and I want everybody to know it, Dean says. So he put a sign in his front lawn saying, quote, "Our court system is a joke." Little bitty, looks like a political sign. It's like 4 feet tall, 3 feet wide. Got a bunch of photos here. A message landing him behind bars. I was in a cell about 4 foot wide and 6 foot long, and nothing in it but a toilet, he explains. Arrest order signed by Judge Harrelson claimed Dean to be in direct contempt of court, even though the sign is on County Road 107, not in the county courthouse. The signs were so derogatory to the court that they could not be ignored, close quote. Harrelson, the judge, responded in a local newspaper. With Dean locked up, the signs were removed by the police. Quote, "Before they would let me go in front of Judge Harrelson," Dean says, "they put leg shackles, they put handcuffs, they put chains from my legs up to my waist. They put a chain around my waist. They put chains from my waist up here and had the hands pulled up like this." With an apology, Harrelson released Dean a day after he'd been in jail. But the experience leaves Dean with unanswered questions. Quote, "When it gets to where a man hasn't got any free speech in this world. What has he got, he asked. Answers he hopes to find with a message already back in place in his yard. Oh my goodness, that's America. The judge was so nuts that he issued an order to have him arrested. They came out and arrested him, put him in chains, took the signs out of his yard, and then later thought to themselves, wait a minute, people told him, you can't do that. This is America on a country road, road 107, county road. You can put a little sign in your yard saying our court system is a joke. I mean, it didn't say the F word. It wasn't in a zoned neighborhood. They just didn't like it. And I see these articles every couple days. I mean, this is very, very serious. Do you have any comments to it? And again, we'll get back into Bush giving warning months before 9/11. FBI official says you do not want to miss this. Just a lot of other news coming up. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Amy. Amy in Texas. Go ahead.
Hello?
Ann, go ahead.
Oh, hi. I am calling because I found a 1903 book from the Masons, and there are four pictures in it, four different illustrations, and one of them is a skeleton wearing a fez, and everyone wearing the fez is stepping on, it's like people, and they're these demons with whips and scepters, and there are people being decapitated, one's being one's hanged, one is being sawed in two, and the people who are doing this are all wearing the fez.
Yeah, the red little fez they wear at children's events symbolizes the murder of Christians by the Muslims.
Well,
the Masons are really weird. They like secretly worship the mysticism of Solomon, and Solomon got in trouble. He was conjuring spirits, genies, that's demons. This is what they believe. They also secretly worship the Muslim religion, but a twisted version of it, that's why their symbol is the crescent moon and the sword, the Muslim sword. Remember 3 weeks ago in Long Island, they blew the guy's head off in a Masonic ritual?
I missed that one.
And they found, it was New York Daily News, they found coffins, guillotines, black altars, and they blew the guy's head off and claimed it was an accident, and they let the guy go on $2,000 bail. $2,200 bail.
Wow.
And then we found a track record of them accidentally blowing people's heads off in these rituals, and it's always an accident when the Mason cops arrive. Very serious. And not all Masons are into this. It's the higher-level ones, and it's been taken over by the Illuminati, according to George Washington. It wasn't always like this. George Washington went public against it, John Quincy Adams and others. And Skull and Bones is a higher level of this. They get in coffins. I'm not going to say the prayer on air. It's very blasphemous. They ask Lucifer, who they call God, to enter them, to give them power to wage war against the cattle,
right.
The slaves, the profane, the neophytes.
Yeah, the picture is full of dragons and demons. And
They for hours just continually chant, Lucifer, enter me, Lucifer, give me power. This is what our Christian conservative leaders are part of this, and this is very Christian, and I'm not Christian because I'm against it.
Well, anyway, I wanted to tell you about the pictures because they were very shocking to me.
Well, we have leaders, such as Bush and Kerry, who have chanted for hours on end for Lucifer to possess them. So,
Well.
And then we wonder why they bomb innocent countries and are taking our freedoms and why the government ships the narcotics in and why they knowingly put poisons in the vaccines. By the way, the CDC documents have been released. Month ago, ABC News admitting that millions of children have been brain damaged by thimerosal mercury, and the FDA yesterday ruled, we don't care, we're going to keep it in the shots. I have the mainstream article.
Well, thank
and you,
you
wonder, why they do this. You wonder why Bill Clinton for 8 years criminally shipped AIDS-tainted blood that he knew had HIV and hepatitis in it, after it was illegal to do it, shipped it worldwide for hemophiliacs and others. Why? Because they're evil. Because they enjoy it. This is how they sacrifice in the real world.
Well, the people who are killing in these pictures are all wearing big smiles.
Now, of course, they're Christian. It's a loving thing that our Christian conservative leaders do.
Well, Alex, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what book is this particular that you have?
It's called The History of the Ancient Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine. It was written in 1903, and a letter in the front is from, they'll call themselves nobles. Anyway, nobles...
Yeah, do me a favor. Will you Xerox copy in color the cover and then the inside pages and mail that to me?
Sure.
The cover, the published date,
and
pictures. Those pictures, because just for folks that just joined us to think I make stuff up, you notice I said that this is the Arabic branch, but this is white guys. It's nothing to do with Arabs. This is the Arabic branch of the higher rights, and you notice I said that, and then you just said the Arabic order.
Yes, I'll get that to you today.
Yeah, please, please do.
Okay.
And that's the slaughter of the Christians, celebrating. Oh, how they love it when they come to the schools to register your children with the face scans and thumb scans, and they smile with the little red hats. Hi, we're your friends. Give us your firearms. Soon we'll be in total control. Soon we'll arrest anyone that criticizes us, and the blood will flow. We are almost in total control of you. That's what they're really like, okay? Hope that scares you, because you should be concerned. You should stand up against them. And again, I had grandfathers, great-grandfathers who were Masons. Even had one that was a 33rd degree, a great-grandfather. And they told my dad not to join the Masons. And, you know, his Uncle Houston was into it, and the Lone Star State, and most of those that died at the Alamo were Masons. A lot of the Founding Fathers were, and I'm not saying all Masons are bad, but most Masons think there's only 33 degrees. There's 360. You understand this? And see, so most Masons don't even, they think the highest level is 33rd degree. You don't become an Illuminati Mason until you go up to 33. And then some of those are honorary. Some 33rds don't even find out. You better listen to me, people. Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in California. Andy, go ahead. Andy, good to talk to you. You're on the air.
Hello?
Andrew, or whatever your name is.
It's Andrew.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you, man. Been supporting you for a couple years now. You did excellent work. I do have a couple bones to pick with you, though, and I hope you give me a couple minutes to speak about it. Basically, a bunch of my friends and I have been supporting you for a couple years now, and we drove up to San Francisco just this last weekend for the international inquiry about 9/11.
Yeah.
And kind of feel like you dropped the ball a little bit, man, by not showing up for the inquiry. That was the general consensus we got from speaking with a lot of the people there. It was a very powerful...
A lot of people running around trashing me, huh?
No, actually, a lot of people supporting you, selling your videos and books, and it was
really selling my videos.
Yeah, it was a really good event. Actually, it was very, very powerful. Spoke to Phil Berg, I think the lawyer representing El Mariani. Ran into him like 4 o'clock in the morning at a diner, actually, and he was pretty bummed that you weren't there as well.
Hey, why wasn't Andres von Bülow there?
You know, I don't know.
You know what? I called them and said, are you going? They said they weren't going.
Really? Yeah, I don't know.
Did you ever hear me say I was going to that on air?
See, that's the thing. That was one of the bones I had to pick with you. Is that
with me?
Yeah, like,
you want to know the truth?
I've been listening to you for a long time, and a couple months leading up to the inquiry, you were scheduled to be there, and I never once heard you on air mention even
well,
that.
I don't want to get into a big thing over this. I never... But I'm not going to sit there and attack people to put this on. Okay, let me just say this.
Go for it.
Let me just say this. You don't normally get invited to something by learning your names on a list. Mm-hmm. Now that's the end of the discussion. Do you have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. Can I hold through to the commercial break?
What do you want to talk about?
Just I want to talk about peak oil and some other things.
Yeah, we can talk about that imaginary peak oil situation when we get back. Thanks for the call. You can stay there. I want to hurry through these calls, though, because I really do got a lot of clips, stuff I want to do, some things I want to do. It's very irritating to me when people don't know what's going on to surmise what's happening.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Okay, we are back live, my friends. Let's real quick let Andrew finish up his comments. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me back. I'll try to be really fast. My main thing is that I think you have a huge platform, and I just wish you'd get some of the word out about some of these events, even if you're not attending them or not, just to get them out there so the people that might not be informed about them know about them. The peak oil thing is, I've heard you say that, you know, we have enough oil for 100 years or whatnot, and at the inquiry, Mike Rupert has this huge presentation about peak oil. And
Mike Rupert, he's real credible.
And, I support some of the things he says, some of the things I think he's a little bit on the fence, you know, with, but he had this huge presentation about peak oil, and I know you said you have stacks and stacks of evidence that supports that we have hundreds of years of oil.
No,
I would just like to see that.
UN documents 5 years ago where they said they were going to tell us there's no oil.
Is that
on import? They say they're going to tell us there's no water to create artificial scarcity to jack up the prices.
Absolutely, control supply, absolutely. I would just want to see some of those, if you could direct me to where those are on InfoWars.com.
Yeah, I need to do a show on peak oil, and I intend to do that.
Please do, absolutely. Another thing is...
I got to let you go. I really appreciate your call. I got to move on to other callers. Let's go ahead and go to Esther, then we'll go to Johnny in Hawaii and others. Esther, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Well, a couple things. First, yeah, I want to stay on the business of the sign. Our court system is a joke.
And they came and arrested him, yeah.
It makes me furious. It was on his own property, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't arrest him for some... They didn't arrest him for some zoning rule. They arrested him because they said it insulted the government.
It was on his own property and nothing... Well, anyway, it just makes me furious.
It shows how crazy they
are. And I'm kind of a sign carrier myself, and as far as I think everybody in the town, in the county, and even in the state ought to put up an identical sign out in their yard and just challenge every one of them, stick a finger in their eye.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Have every freedom-loving veteran patriot, if they had questions about the courts being a joke, now they know that court's a joke. They should put signs up saying that court is a joke.
Well, they could just put the exact same words he did and let everybody know they backed what this man said.
Hey, what do you think about this judge?
Threw the socks off of him.
What do you think about this Judge Harrelson? What's wrong with his brain that he thinks arrest somebody for a sign?
Because the court system is a joke. And one other thing, counteracting a little bit what the previous man was saying, you know, you made such a hit on Coast to Coast, and I think they're still calling in and mentioning that. I don't hear a whole lot of it because mostly I sleep. But Monday night, I was awake just a few minutes enough to hear a snippet, and he had a guest on that was, I can't remember his name, but the next morning I forgot who it was. But the kind of interviews that you have. And George Norrie said that he had just had made a decision. He said now something to the effect that I will still have the unusual on, but I'm going to go more toward the kind of thing you've been talking about. And, Alex, I think that's your influence to a great extent. He's a good guy anyway.
Certainly that show has improved mightily, and we're thankful for being on it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate your call. Great call. Wonderful call, Esther. Let's talk to Johnny in Hawaii, where I wish I was. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, thanks, Alice. Long time talking to you. I've called more often. Your screener didn't know where Honolulu was.
Didn't know where Honolulu was.
Yeah. I got a comment on this poor guy who was sent to jail for his sign. Now, this judgment to be a little dictator down there like Hitler and thinks he controls everything and makes his own laws.
Well, that's it, yeah.
This guy should...
Well, you know what? You just said it. That's tyranny, where they think they're God and they make the laws up as they go.
Exactly. And a judge just doesn't like what this guy is doing. And he said, well, hell the law. I'll just go ahead and arrest this guy. This poor guy needs to sue. Get a lawyer and sue this judge in this
false
county.
Arrest. He's been humiliated publicly. Official oppression. He's got them for at least half a mil.
Yeah, and I was reading your article here on Infowars.com, and it says that there was no warrant even issued for this guy. They just went in and picked him up.
Yeah, they just and they just stole his sign too.
Yeah, and locked him up like he was a felon, you know, kind of like a serial killer, something with all these chains and handcuffs. Good grief. Nuts.
They grabbed him, threw him in a broom closet.
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah, it's this guy's got a real good case here.
Hope anything else?
That's it.
Good to hear from you. From Honolulu, the Big Island. All right. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. And for my screener, he's busy. I'm sure he knows where Honolulu is. He's very smart. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with a very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
You know, I got a great job. I was just teasing my boss during the break. Michael Trudeau was talking to me. And before I get a bunch of calls, hey, you say you don't screen your calls. Anybody that's called here knows I don't screen calls, and I just called the guy running the show, the call screener. See, I guess he does screen them. He says, what's your name, where are you calling from? I think that's about it. Sometimes, how are you listening, as we get curious about that, but I guess that's his position. It's what it's called, a call screener who takes the calls and gets the names and numbers. But he didn't hear the caller say, your call screener doesn't know where Honolulu is. Then I was saying, no, the guy running the show is real smart. Probably just wasn't paying attention. So, I don't know, lots of mindless, trivial stuff here. Let me cover a few news stories, and then we'll get to Wesley and others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. And just a heads up, we got some big guests coming up next week. Big, big guests. A lot of key stuff next week. You're not going to want to miss a single hour of the broadcast. You don't have any excuse. You can listen 11 to 2 Central during the day, 9 to midnight at night. And another program note, we just don't go out on AM and FM stations. Like a great affiliate out in California there in L.A. or our affiliates, you know, from Texas to Rhode Island. Or on the internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We also simulcast on Global Shortwave, but only the first 2 hours during the day at 94.75, 11 to 1. But now all 3 hours at night, 9 to midnight at 32.10. When we switched frequencies, we couldn't get the first hour for a while, but we did get the show picked up by WWCR for all 3 hours at night. So you hear the first hour now and the second and the third at 3210. So good news there for everyone. Still getting calls asking what frequency we're on months after, a month and a half after I switched. Okay, let me hit a few news stories, then we'll get back to your calls. Scientists predict major Southern California quake within 5 months. This is out of KTVU television. A state earthquake council has given a qualified endorsement to a prediction by a group of scientists who believe that a magnitude 6.4 or greater will occur, that's a big one, in Southern California desert sometime in the next 5 months. The California Earthquake Protection Evaluation Council, a group of eight scientists selected by the State Office of Emergency Services, said it considers the new prediction by the scientists to be a legitimate approach in earthquake prediction research. Despite its support, the panel noted in a report that the physical basis for the prediction has not been substantiated. The team of scientists at the University of California, Los Angeles, predicted that a quake will occur within a 12,000-square-mile area east of Los Angeles by September 5th. The zone includes a large swath of the Mojave Desert. Let's hope it happens there instead of in a big city. The Coachella Valley, the Imperial Valley, and eastern San Diego County. The area was the location of the magnitude 7.3 Landers earthquake in 92 and the 7.1 Hector Mile quake in 1999. The zone is so seismically active that the council noted in its report that the chances of an earthquake of at least a 6.4 occurring randomly in the area sometime before September 5th deadline is about 10%. And the council concluded that the results do not warrant any special public policy action. But usually the last few years when they predicted it, it does happen. From all the different seismic data that they collect. Take a few more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm enjoying the show.
Good. I am too, Alex. This isn't a UFO or some kind of weird psychic phenomena. This is a straight-up scientific story, and it's really expansive. What I'll try to do is just synthesize it, if you'd like, after I'm done.
Okay, what publication?
This is a conglomeration of a lot of different studies. Right now, the Hubble telescope is being controlled by the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense is conjointly working with the Australian Army at an observatory in Australia. They have been tracking a star. Most stars in the universe, about 90% of them are binary stars, which means each star has a companion star. They quite often have a very long orbit that can take as long as 2,000 to 3,000 years before that star will come back into the solar system.
I didn't know that. I thought most stars are the same class as ours,
No, most of them have a twin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Most of them have a twin. I took 2 years of astronomy when I was in college just because it was something that...
Okay, go ahead and finish up.
All right, now, the whole purpose of the point of this is that this star is due to come back sometime around September, which is kind of interesting because it coincides with this earthquake prediction.
Are you saying a star in another solar system?
That it's coming back into our solar system. It's three times the size of the Earth. It's been tracked for about the last 20 years.
Well, you know what? I don't buy that. I mean, I would have heard that our sun has another sun.
Well, not if the people that are involved in the astronomy community don't want you to know it. I mean, they just had a...
Well, I mean, for 5 years I've been saying that... Planet X wasn't going to kill us 2 years ago.
Well,
and it didn't kill us.
See, that was the thing. That was part of a disinformation ploy.
But I asked you where you got this, and you're not telling me.
I've got a dozen different websites.
Okay, tell me one.
I don't have the list in front of me right now, Alex. But I promise.
And of course, these people are all selling books about the. killer devil star coming to get us.
No, listen, I know. That's the thing. That's what they wanted.
Well, no, I just need some specifics, man.
They made
number one, I took astronomy and all that, and I didn't, I know that. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I don't know, because I don't know. You're saying almost 90% of stars have another star orbiting them?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Most stars in the universe are called.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wesley, I'm going to let you go. Send me some information to tips@infowars.com. I'll look into it. I just thanks for the call. Let's talk to who's up next in Colorado? Okay, who's the next caller? And after that? Okay, Kara in Colorado. Go ahead, Kara. Good to talk to you, Kara.
How are you?
Fine.
Hey, I had a couple of things for you. One thing regarding the sign in the gentleman's yard. Tell them to produce the body. Who is the victim?
Yeah,
habeas corpus.
Exactly.
You know, who is the victim? The state? Well, then bring the state on the stand. Well, such and such represents the state. Well, no, I want the state. You know, so basically that's, you know, one way of doing that. The other thing I was going to mention is I did a little bit more research on the Red Rocks ceremony. Very interesting stuff. If you'd like, I could send you, a write-up on that.
Most people don't remember when you called a month ago.
Sure.
There's this famous theater, natural theater in Colorado called the Red Rock Theater, and they bragged that they did a Moloch ceremony, a Bohemian Grove ceremony there many decades ago.
Yeah, and supposedly they continue to do it year after year now. It's just not as well known. But, I found some information. I consulted with a historian who did some research on that, and that's where they got the information at the Visitor Center at Red Rocks Amphitheater. And I could send that to you if you're at all interested. It was a very interesting thing.
Interesting. So they're doing this ritual there, too, once a year.
Yes.
Not just turn of the last century.
Right. That's what I heard just recently from a friend of ours, and we're going to maybe try to check it out. I don't know.
Do you have any other comments about all this other news?
Like I said, you know, the gentleman that had that happen to him, I really think that he should do a habeas corpus kind of thing and say, you know, who was victimized by this. But was he released? Is that sort of what happened?
They wanted him to apologize and say he wouldn't put signs up in his yard again on private property in a non-zoned area. They arrested him because the judge said, I've got his quote here, that it was disrespectful to the government, and that's not allowed. And so the point here is, what's happened to their brains? What country do they think they live in where all over the nation they're doing stuff like this, where they think they call themselves the authorities, the officials, our masters, basically. They call us the civilians. Judges and police call us the civilians. Then that makes them the military dictatorship.
Well, some information I've been studying, Alex, really indicates that we're getting very close to penetrating their veil of power, and they really don't appreciate that, so they're really kind of overreacting, I think, to just about everybody.
They know we're on to them. They know we're waking up. I've seen the awakening. They're panicking, and what does a bully do when you first start standing up to him? He goes, I'm going to get you. You're in a lot of trouble.
Right.
You better be my slave, or the terrorists are going to get you. Never mind, they work for me, and I created them.
Absolutely.
And that's all it is. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. And again, if I'm cutting callers off, it's not because I don't like you. It's because I just want to boom, 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 get more people on this show. We've been doing that. And I've been trying to hold myself back, too, because it makes for a better program. More issues get covered. Let's talk to Dan in New York. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You know what? Your show is getting better and better and better.
Well, thank you. We're trying.
I really appreciate it. This thing with Dean, you know, Dean should file a lawsuit against that judge because those judges are bound by the Constitution. And last I know is that we have freedom of speech. And I went to court one time, and they were going to deny my rights. And I told the judge, looked right in the face, if you deny my rights, I'll sue you. And he turned all red, and he dropped the charges. So
that's it. But. Other people, the judge says, sign these papers. That's illegal, but people still do it and then waive their rights.
Well, then they have to learn. They've got to be educated because they have to. Even the police officers, they don't have special powers. They're bound by the Constitution. This guy should look into suing the pants off all these people and take a stance.
I hear you.
Right? Okay.
Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. You know what? Before we end this show, I'll jam 5 or 10 more calls in, whatever we can get in, at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Wow, I haven't given that out in about an hour. It's always good to give the number out. 1-800-259-9231. Let me get a bunch of news here. This is really important. Okay? It says, California Rice Commission approves two genetically engineered drug-producing rice varieties spliced with synthetic human genes. Now, 2 years ago, Protegene in Texas planted in 96 locations HIV live virus corn. It grows HIV. It was then planted around the country, jumped into soybeans, jumped into granaries, and the last we heard, they burned down a bunch of farms trying to kill it, and then nothing else was said. The feds authorized this. This is the insanity, the Twilight Zone stuff that's going on. But the environmentalists don't want to talk about this. They want to talk about taking your farm or ranch. On the March 29th, the California Rice Commission gave their approval for the planting and milling of genetically engineered drug-producing rice varieties spliced with synthetic human genes. This will be the first commercial pharmacological food crop in the world and could be planted everywhere in the U.S. See, because they're not just growing plants to be used to get drugs or live organisms from. No, they're doing it to feed it to you. The Food and Drug Administration has established a zero tolerance for pharmacological crop production food and animal feed. Contamination of the food supply with this rice is inevitable. Final approval for the pharmacological rice must still be granted by the California Department of Food and Agriculture, CDFA. The CDFA may be making a decision at any time. This is very serious, urgent action alert. Stop drug-producing rice from being grown. And see, these things are all very aggressive. Then the pollen blows into other rice because they all grow in the same regions. And then, look, same thing with the corn, the maize, the canola, the soybeans. Almost every major variety of plant has had a genetically engineered, and I mean a bizarrely engineered, I don't mean, you know, they go, oh, we've had some splicing, you know, we've had some, what's the term where you just cross different plants of the same species? We've had hybrids for hundreds of years. What's the big deal? This isn't hybrid crossing two types of squash. This is putting cockroach genes in tomatoes, human genes in pigs, spider genes in goats, AIDS virus in corn. How do I have to explain this to people? Just incredible. They announced a month ago that they were going to plant this stuff all over England. The people rebelled, and so now they've had to back off. GM Giant abandons bid to grow crops in Britain in a huge blow to the genetically engineered food lobby. Bayer Corp Science, Crop Science, has given up attempts to commercialize GM maize in Britain. And it says the decision's blame on company and government restrictions means no GM crop will be grown commercially in the UK until 2005 and raises questions about the issue of GM in the country. And by the way, the courts are set up in the U.S. Monsanto actually owns its own federal court, owns it, runs it, funds it in St. Louis. And when they plant it next to you, it takes over your crops. You have the records that you bought your own seeds. They sue you. They take your land. They have their own court. You should sue them for contaminating and ruining your crops. But the courts won't do that. See, it's set up that way. Came out a month ago. We already reported it here years ago because we had people who'd seen the documents, but now they're public. Center for Disease Control, corporate minutes from 2000. This released about a month and a half ago, ABC News. Where they said, I won't give this to my granddaughter. It's deadly. It's caused millions of brain damaged children. We've got to cover this up and continue. We can't let them know that we know it's bad. We read the quotes here about five times. This is out of the Detroit News health section. Disease centers won't issue mercury alert over flu shots. They don't care. Infants, toddlers at risk, say critics who...
Stand me up at the gates of
right, ladies and gentlemen, somebody doesn't want us to talk about this. This only happens when we're talking about key issues. Again, the Centers for Disease Control knowingly said it's brain-damaging millions. We've gone from 1 in 25,000 20 years ago having autism to now 1 out of a couple hundred. And it's getting worse. Disease centers won't issue mercury alert over flu shots. Infants, toddlers at risk, say critics who argue vaccine may not be safe. Hundreds of thousands of infants and toddlers who get flu shots starting this fall could be exposed to mercury-laced preservatives that has been all but eliminated. That's not true. It's in most of them. From other pediatric vaccines because of health concerns. Saying there is no proof of harm from exposure to the preservative thimerosal, officials with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have confirmed that they won't advise parents and doctors to choose a mercury-free version of the flu vaccine. By the way, some of these flu shots have over 300 times the safe level. With the other shots, you take a couple shots, it's only 227 times. We'll be back with the Skull and Bones clip.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
Brett Hume on Fox News last Sunday said that families of troops that are dead complaining about the president's jokes about missing weapons of mass destruction should just get over it, that they're a victim society, need to quit whining. And here is a clip of Bush talking about that, and I finally saw more of the speech. But he also talked about Skull and Bones at the end of this. He goes, oh, look, there we are doing the secret Skull and Bones sign. And, oh, it's real funny. And it's him and his chief of staff doing some type of weird sign. You can watch the video at InfoWars.com. Go ahead and hit that.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
Oh,
As you can tell from the look on Andy Card's face, we've become a little concerned about the vice president lately. Whenever you ask him a question, he replies, "Let's see what my little friend says."
His finger like The Shining.
Red rum, red rum.
But we get along well. Here I am saying, "Dick, if the Hunan Palace doesn't get lunch here in 4 minutes, we're going out." Nope, no weapons over there.
Here it is.
Maybe under here. Oops, this photo wasn't supposed to be in here. This is the Skull and Bone secret signal.
Okay, so there you go. We'll hear that again on Monday in the first hour. Remind me, please, Scott, who's done a great job running the show. Before I hit just a couple of these, just spilt coffee on myself, excuse me. Before I hit a couple of these final calls, I want to remind the listeners that I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a lot of other great videos and books, and you need to really get them. You need to get these films and make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. The toll-free number to get them, big discounts when you get three or more, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, our secure, safe online shopping cart. That's the best way to get them because you can see everything there and read about all of them. So 888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com or write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Michael in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I've been watching you since you started on Access TV, man.
Well, thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got a question. It's my pet peeve lately is they ask you for your Social Security number everywhere.
Which federal law says they're not supposed to, and you've got to refuse.
Right. Well, I just got a jury summons, and the second question on the back is your Social Security number.
And you write it back and say federal law, you can find it online, prohibits you from asking that.
Well, I called my buddy and said, "Will you bail me out of jail when they throw me in jail when I refuse?"
No, you just you go through the process and you say no, it's a violation of the federal law, the Privacy Act.
Okay, cool. That's all I need to say, huh?
Yep.
Hey, man, you do
well, I mean, they don't
job.
Follow the law, they'll probably arrest you for putting a sign in your yard saying you don't worship the government.
I mean. Right, exactly. Yeah, I put up the American for Peace sign in my yard. All my neighbors got upset. You know, it's ridiculous. People need to wake up.
They need to. God bless you. Yeah. Mel Gibson's against the war. Ron Paul's against the war. Real conservatives are against the war. Hillary and Chuckie Schumer and John Kerry are for the war. And Tony Blair, the liberal, for the war. Steve in Ohio, last caller. Sorry to the others. Go ahead. He's not there. We'll go to Nat in Oregon. Nat in Oregon, go ahead.
I'm here, Alex. I heard the bumper music.
Okay, go ahead.
Real quick on the signs, Alex, if you go to www.landrights.com, scroll down the screen to signs. There's two Supreme Court cases that uphold the right to put signs on your property and uphold the First Amendment right to free speech. That's all I got.
Yeah, good to hear from you. We had attorney Pat Barber on who put it up on his own property and was arrested. A sign that said, "Say no to illegal checkpoints." We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. God bless you all. Thanks to everybody out there. And I'll be back on Monday. Be sure to join me.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.